sculptor neighbor were out and about the other day when we decided to go visit an old friend who was building a dome house out of a mixture of earth and cement. One of those South End homes the country shakes its head at, but pretty much tries to ignore. It's totally heartwarming to this old lapsed apostolic hippie to see folks going back to the land and the basics. After all, that's why I immigrated to the South End half a lifetime ago, and why a lot of us are holed up down here today, hiding from reality. Our friend offered us some homemade scrumpy, she's English, which is hard apple cider she'd pressed and fermented. It was, well, really drinkable. Excellent, actually. She offered us some artisan bread, baked, it turned out, in an outdoor wood-fired oven right behind my homestead by a neighbor I hadn't met yet. I've made bread for 40 years, but I thought this was incredible bread. I maybe need to meet the baker and take some refresher courses. I'm always amazed and totally exhilarated to stumble on folks who are building their own homes or making their own wines, who play music on their back porch and sing to the highway, who plant their flower gardens in their orchards, who build boats or fashion an instrument, who take the time, even when time is precious, to make the world theirs. Of course, you don't have to go back to the land to do this, but you do have to return to a simpler time, to a slower pace with a natural rhythm, not a regimen or a routine. You have to return to why you came here in the first place. Sometimes I forget. Like most of us, I'm in a hurry these days, but I couldn't tell you why the rush. Times I meet folks who sway to the tidal ebb and flow rather than the tick and the talk, I'm reminded of an earlier South End, where jobs were mercifully sparse, money was a luxury, and work was for your own ends. Make bread, brew beer, build your own house. Life was good. I'm surrounded by friends who make art and music, who grow gardens and orchards, who teach me, when I most need it, how to recapture what is potentially so easily lost.